So this is one of my favorite days of the year. Let's say it's the only day I'm going to be early for anything. So happy fall back day. I hope you enjoyed your extra hour of sleep. I know everybody who forgot to turn their clocks, you were here an hour early. Thank you for your service and your support today, helping us set up our goodies out there. I know that there were a couple people who did that. I'm not going to say who it was, but you know who you are. And so we're so grateful. And here we are. You know, this is a great day. And then tomorrow it starts to get dark really early. It'll get darker early today. And then we'll move into that time. And I know some people get really sad at that time. But for me, I love it. I love this time of year when the days are shorter and we get a little bit more darkness, because it supports us in going in. It supports us in doing a little bit deeper of a spiritual work. It's so hard when the sun is out and it's perfect and you want to be outside, you want to be doing stuff and all of that, and it supports us to do our spiritual practice and our spiritual growth. Someone's waving at me, sorry. When that happens. And so I encourage us over this next period of time not to get sad. Don't get sad. Light a candle, right? Light a candle in your house to remind yourself of that divine light and that it's always there for us. So I'm going to enjoy this period of time. I'm going to invite you to enjoy it with me. But this week, we can't hide it anymore. We're moving into the last 2 months of this year. We are moving into the holidays. I'm sorry, it's coming, and we cannot pretend that it's not. All right, and so here we are. This is the time traditionally of the harvest, where our ancestors would bring in the crops and they would get ready for those dark times. They would start to put up all of their bounty. It was a time overflowing. It was a time of plenty. So often as we ride the wave of the year, that this is a time of gratitude. And we always go back to talk about gratitude, not just because Thanksgiving's coming, which it is. I'm going to pray up for everybody to get ready to go post-election to Thanksgiving with our families. Doesn't matter who you are or what you believe, you've got a family, right? And so I'm knowing that there's going to be peace there at that holiday table for everyone, but also a time of gratitude, looking at how gratitude operates in our life. And so today my talk is about gratitude and abundance. And so let's face it, these two go together. These two go together like chocolate and peanut butter. You know, if anybody was here last week, you know I was teaching the children about tithing their Reese's cups to their minister. I've already gotten a bag of them. I don't need any more. Thank you, everybody, just so you know. But right, like chocolate and peanut butter are great, and each one of them is great alone, but when you put them together, it's like magic. Something happens, you know? And it's true, abundance is great, and gratitude is great, but when you put the two of them together, they live in this cycle that is just powerful, and it supports us in connecting to that divine experience of life. And so I even made a graphic about this, you know? It's a little bit of like a chicken and the egg situation too, right? So how does it operate? Can we only have gratitude if we're experiencing abundance? Or do you have to have gratitude before you get to experience abundance? Or which came first? Or how does it operate? Well, they're intertwined, right? There's not one before the other. So I'm going to show you how my PowerPoint skills have really gotten good here. But so we have gratitude, right? Let's just start with gratitude. Say, who cares what it was? Say you walked outside and the sun was shining. Or wait a minute, let's make it appropriate for Southern California. Say you walk outside and it's raining, right? Okay, let's say we walk outside and it's raining. I think we can understand that, right? So then what happens, it's like, cool, huh? Yeah. And then you just feel abundant, right? Like, oh my goodness, you just have this amazing experience of life, which is what? It's going to make you feel more gratitude. Isn't that cool? I was so proud of myself when I came up with that, you know? Little simple thing to remind us. And it's not anything special, but you're going to remember this because I made such a big deal about it. Because I'm so grateful I got the skills to be able to do something like that. All right, so it's a cycle. They're intertwined. And it's really hard to see the abundance of our life when our eyes are not open to the experience of gratitude. We can't be grateful for things that we don't see, and we can't see the things that we could be grateful for if we don't experience the gratitude. They're intertwined, and it's important for us to remember that. I'm going to leave that up there because I like it. They build on each other. And it doesn't matter where you start. The whole idea is that when we move into putting our attention in this area of our life, we align ourselves with the fullness of life. That's the goal. I want to remind you that the one who has the most at the end does not win. That's not the idea here. Is that you don't, it's not about getting stuff. Abundance is not about, the experience of abundance is not about getting things. Like the from the reading today, it's not about goodies. It's about experiencing the fullness of life. It's about having the clear connection to this divine life so much that you know that you're supported, that you know that you have everything that you need, that you know that you're not alone, and you know that there's great joy there for you, that there's great love there for you. Do you get the picture of what I'm painting here? That this is what we're going for. And that feeling of fullness, of connection, is that which opens the channel for us to have that experience of gratitude. But also, you can't have that fullness, that alignment, that connection to the fullness of life, unless you are experiencing gratitude, unless you're practicing gratitude. See how that they intertwine with one, with each other, and it begins to build. I love that reading today because it reminds us of what I talk about every week, that the universe responds to us, that we are in a divine tango with the universe. And that we are constantly dancing together. And it's how we align with it, how we allow it, how we lean into it, that it is that we allow it to support us. So it's through our beliefs, right? Our thoughts and our beliefs. It's through our choices and our actions. And it's through our energetic. Each one of us has a different way of being. And I know that's a little bit on the woo-woo side. I know I'm going a little woo-woo with that. But have you ever experienced the feeling of when you're just in the presence of somebody that doesn't feel comfortable, right? Or that there's someone that you just want to be near. You don't know why, but you just kind of want to stand next to them. I do that all the time. I just kind of go towards people that I want to stand next to, right? But we each have our own energetic, and what happens is those are the levels that we are sending out to the universe, and that's how the universe is relating and reacting and responding to us. And so when we click into our spiritual practice of gratitude, we are raising our energetic. We are shifting our ability to follow and to lead in our divine tango. We are allowing life to be a partner with us. And it's only when we do that that we can open to being sourced and supported the way that God wants to be there for us. The practice of gratitude puts us in the flow of life. So when we're in the flow, we experience the abundance of God in terms of resources, in terms of support and opportunity. And one of my favorite writings on prosperity is Eric Butterworth's Spiritual Economics. And what he talks about in that book is sufficiency. There's a story of a woman in that book where she says that, you know, I am the child of a king. God wants me to wear sable. This was back in the days where that would be appropriate or politically correct to wear fur. And the teacher said to her, God doesn't want you to wear sable. God wants you to be stable, right? Right? Sufficiency is a great word because it's the fullness of life. It's enough. When we have enough, we have more than what we need and we're overflowing. That we have enough for ourselves and enough to be able to share and to give. And it's not just money. It's the idea of love. Have you ever been around someone who doesn't have a sufficiency of love or doesn't believe that they have a sufficiency of love in their life? Right? Or of opportunity, or of capabilities, or of worthiness. It's a sufficiency in all things. We're talking about living a full life. And so this stuff is great. We need it. We need some money to operate in this world. We're living in this culture the way that we are. And there's no separation between that kind of prosperity and the fullness of life. But so often we get so focused on not having enough that's all that we can see. The challenge is so much that we can't see any of the other blessings that are showing up. And so what happens when that happens is that we miss our opportunities. We miss how the divine is giving to us. We miss the possibilities of how things could change because this one thing is so painful and difficult. And so that's why we're here. We're here to practice the spiritual practice of gratitude to allow us to open up our eyes brighter, wider, more clearly, to be able to see that even in a moment of challenge, there's still joy to be had. There's still support for us. There is an opening and a pathway. If we can live in alignment with Spirit and with God, we can allow life to support us and bring us to where we want to be. So it's like there are times when life flows, right? There's times when it seems to be moving forward easily and we are open and we're receiving and we're giving and it's all moving so easily. And then there are times, and the example that I was hearing that are in my head last night, which is the opposite, is when we're trying to go through life and nothing seems to be clicking into gear. And so I was reminded when I taught myself how to drive stick shift down my street. And my dad actually gave me the keys to his 1984 Turismo. Yikes. And so it was, anybody ever try and do that when you're trying to teach yourself how it works? Ka-chug, 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 ka-chug. Right? And then I would start it up again and I'd get it into gear and I'd start going and it'd be like, chuck, 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 chuck. You know, and every time I think about what it's like when life isn't working, I keep thinking I can hear that sound of clutch going out. My poor father had to pay $1,000 to get the clutch fixed after I killed his car. He didn't want to teach me how to drive it. I had to do myself. So I'm sorry. It was a $1,000 mistake on his part. But the idea is that sometimes life can feel like that. Right? Yes? No? Maybe? Okay. You following me? Okay, good. I just want to make sure that you're with me. So when life gets to be like that, one of the things that gets us into gear, that gets us back into moving smoothly forward is starting to see what's working in our life. What is it that is blessing you in this life? What can you find to be grateful for? And sometimes we have to dig deep to find it. Sometimes it's the challenges that we're facing, sometimes the moment of life that we are in seems so dark and so dire that it's hard to even see anything. But let me tell you, if you're seeing, you got something to be grateful for. If you're breathing, it means you're here and you're still connected to Spirit and you got something to be grateful for. And we can walk through our day and name the things that even the fact that I picked up a spoon yesterday and was like, wow, who thought of a spoon? You know, like how cool is that? You know, like it's just, we get to the place where we can open to the fact that there's a wondrous universe that we live in right now and that it's part of us and that we are part of it. And that is the main focus of what we're trying to click out of a negative energetic. I want you to think of someone who likes to complain. You know anybody like that? Yeah. I always used to think of that old TV show, The Honeymooners, that we should do one called The Complainers, right? That they would just, and then I realized that they did do that. It's called reality TV. Ay, 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 ay. So for our friends who are the complainers, it's like going through life in a dark room where there is an abundance of blessings and gifts and a whole heck of a lot of love and a whole heck of a lot of people who love you, and you can't even see it. And the complainers are just going to complain about the fact that it's dark, that there's nothing there, because they convince themselves so much that they are lacking, so much that they are missing. And it's like going through life in a dark room. Gratitude is the light that allows us to see the blessings that are around us. Practicing gratitude, digging down deep, finding something to be joyful about, finding something to praise, is the practice that's going to allow us to turn the light on and to see how many people are sitting there with love in their hearts for us. How many people would swoop in a moment if they knew that we were suffering? How many people would want the wholeness and the fullness and the peace for you? How much the universe is giving us opportunity and possibility that it's bringing situations and circumstances for our freedom, for our growth, for our expansion. But we miss it because we're sitting there in the dark feeling alone and feeling sorry for ourselves. But this is a day that that ends. We're turning the lights on. We're turning the light of love of God on. Because as we live in alignment with this truth of spirit, all of that shifts. All of that changes. We are able to embrace life. It's about living in the flow. Ernest Holmes, and so what happens is when we live in the flow, it's experiencing God's grace. Ernest Holmes is the founder of Religious Science, and he talks about grace the same way he talks about love. He said it's the givingness of spirit to its creation. It's that givingness of God, of the universe, that wants you to have everything that you want and more. Because the divine is the one that implanted those seeds of desire in your heart in the first place. It's about supporting us completely. And that if we can live and move and have our being in that presence of God, we can live in God's grace. It reminds me of a story that I heard about a young man who was driving home one evening on a two-lane country road out in the middle of nowhere in his beat-up old car. He had lost his job when the factory closed, but he was working so hard to try and find another job. And so here he was driving home on one of those dark, late afternoons when the sun was setting early and it had just started to snow. And so he knew that road like the back of his hand, and it was a good thing because his headlights were broken. And so as he was coming down the road, he almost didn't see the older lady who was standing by her car on the side of the road. And so he stopped, and he could see that she was a little upset. She was worried, and she was a little bit afraid of what she saw. Here's this guy who looked pretty gaunt, pretty worn down, and this junker of a car stopping on the side of a road, and here she is standing by her Mercedes, and he drove up and said, "Can I help you?" He said, "My name's Brian. I'm just here to help. What can I do?" And she had busted a tire, and so he said, "I could help you change the tire," and she said, "Thank you." And he had her go sit in the car. It was cold and it was snowing. And so it had started to snow, so she was getting wet. So she went and she sat in the car. And he got down under that car and found the way to get the jack going and change the tire. And he had to, you know, it's not easy to do that. And so he was out in the cold. And as he was finishing up, she rolled the window down and had a chat with him and said, "You know what, I'm from the city. I'm just driving through. I'm on my way home. I had an appointment about an hour away, and so I'm headed home, and I took a wrong turn, and then my tire blew up." And he said, "Oh, well, you know, it's my pleasure to help." And she said to him, "Can I pay you, please? Can I give you some money for this?" And he said, "No, I'm here just to serve." And so he went on his way. She went on her way. So a little bit down the road, she was realizing she had another hour before she got home, and she was wet and cold and hungry. And so she stopped at this little roadside cafe that was a little bit worn down, too. That town seemed a little bit overdone. And she goes in and she sits down, and this lovely young waitress who looks like she was ready to pop, about 8 months pregnant, came over and she brought her a towel and she helped her and she got her some warm soup and some coffee, and the woman had her meal, and the waitress came and gave her the bill at the end of her meal, and she gave her a $100 bill to pay the bill, and so the waitress went off to get change for her. And in the meantime, the woman slipped out. And when the waitress came back and saw that the woman was gone and the bill was $12 and she had all of this change left, she realized that she had left her a note on the table on top of four $100 bills. And she said, "Someone helped me today in an experience of kindness." And she said, "And I want to pay it forward to support you. I bless you for the work that you're doing and the baby that you're about to have. And my hope is that at some time you can help somebody else out and think of me." And so this woman was amazed. She had like almost $500, and they were really at their edge. They were really at the edge of making ends meet, and she was so excited and so overwhelmed that she went home and she got into bed after her shift, and she rolled over and said to her husband, "You know what, it's going to be okay, Brian. We're going to be okay." You know when it gets me. And so I tell that story because it reminds me that these things happen to us all the time. We think that the goodness of God's going to come in one way, and we open up that pathway, right? We open up that airstrip of how that support's going to come, and we watch it, you know? And in the meantime, there's a ship pulling up down at the dock for us of our lives. And so when we think that there's only one way that everything can get resolved, when we think that there's only one way that good can come to us, we are cutting ourselves off from the fullness of life. We are cutting ourselves off from that divine source and support that we are promised. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount taught us about living in the flow. Now I'm paraphrasing, of course, and he said, look, don't worry about what you've got to wear. Don't worry about the clothes on your back. Don't worry about where your food's going to come from. Don't worry about that. God's got you. Look at the birds. The birds don't work so hard. The birds don't plant. The birds don't do this, and God feeds them. And he reminds us how worrying is not going to change our situation. Worrying is not being concerned for ourselves. Worrying is not going to add one thing to us. And he reminds us to look to the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin, from Matthew. We are the divine creation, connected to that infinite flow, to that infinite presence. And if we allow ourselves to live in close proximity to that divine truth, we welcome and accept that flow. There is always a flow. We just have to be willing to see it and to embrace it and to encourage it. And so it takes waking up. It takes waking up to the fact that every day there is something to be in awe of. Every day there's something there to feed and nurture and support us. It's so easy when we get into nature, when we get outside and we put our feet in the grass and we realize that there is an earth, this amazing earth that we live on that is unfolding and supporting all life, and that we are part of that life. There is no separation. There is a divine intelligence. You can't help but look up at the stars at night or to stand in front of the ocean or to look at the leaves on a tree. It's so funny, right now I have a couple of trees in my front yard. I always talk about this, that I've got a couple of trees in my front yard that change color. So I go out and I go like this. Look, I'm at home. It's like New England. But I can go out and I can see this glorious red tree right now. The leaves are turning bright red, deep, deep, beautiful red. And I can remember that there is a natural intelligence that supports that tree in coming into its fullest fruition in the summer. That glorious color and beauty in the fall. And it can let go of everything that no longer serves it so we can begin to grow again. That's the cycle that we are in. We are in this divine cycle of growth and birth and rebirth and expression and surrender. And it's up to us to allow this cycle, this flow to happen in that sense of joy and in that sense of love. And so we're being called to live present with life, to live in the present moment, to wake up to it. Because when we do that, we are able to accept the divine gifts. And the truth is, like in all things and every week, it comes down to the fact that we've got a choice. We have a choice how we want to live. We've got a choice whether we want to complain about what's not going right, whether we want to give energy to the fact that we believe that we are limited, to give energy to the fact that we believe that we are not worthy, to give energy to the fact that we think that there's not enough, fill in the blank, money, love, support, whatever it is. You can give energy to that, that's fine, but you know what? The universe is going to respond to it. Think of that friend who loves it when you give them a gift. When you can move into a place of being grateful for even the littlest thing in your life, start when you wake up in the morning. I'm so grateful. This morning I rolled over. I was so grateful for my pillow. I have the best pillow on earth, and I love waking up with it. I do. I have the best dog on earth. I love waking up with her, licking my face, telling me I have to get up. I can be grateful for the smallest things. And when we have that practice of being grateful for every single thing, each and every breath we take, we open to telling the universe, yeah, you got it going on. You know how to do this. And what happens? It pours forth to us. It gives its blessings. It gives its gifts. We become that person that people want to stand next to. They're going to start sliding over. They're going to start giving you support and opportunity because you are the divine in action, because you are God made manifest, because you are part of that divine creation and you are precious and holy to it, and you are necessary for the full expression of this life. So in this week, I'm inviting you to practice gratitude. Let's begin this month of Thanksgiving off right, to practice gratitude, whether it's sunny or raining. Some rain. When the butterfly flies by you, when the stars are twinkling at night, or even when the clouds come in. Even in the negative, challenging moments, we can find something to be grateful for, because those are the moments when God reminds us how powerful we are, how strong we are, and how supported we are. And so my challenge to you this week is to steep yourself in gratitude and watch that cycle of gratitude and abundance begin to open. Overdo it. Practice it. Give your gifts. Love the world. Love life. And you know what? The world's going to need it this week a little bit more as we move into this election time. Let's love each other so fully and give great thanks for journeying together. Because you know what? When we do that, we change the experience of life itself. And it becomes the glory of God that it was meant to be, that we already are. And so it is. Thank you.